Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
And together, we're going to watch every single Phantasm movie. Which is why today we watched Phantasm 4, Oblivion, from 1998. So we're having a really good time with the Phantasm movies over here. But goodness, it is a fucking ride. It feels like each movie is so different from each other. And with 4, I think we are finally getting to the point of like too many sequels, maybe. Because, I mean, can't blame old Don Coscarelli. Because he did say, I remember reading, that if he made a Phantasm 4, he was going to just make it for the money. And reading about this one, it seems like he just is very openly like, yeah, I made it for the money. Because I did read a little bit, since I'm trying to educate myself on the Phantasm lore and everything, I think that like there was this dream script that was like Phantasm 1999 AD.
Okay.
It was like this weird futuristic story that dealt with like, oh, the tall man has like wiped out the fucking world, which seems to be his goal, like very slowly converting everyone into Jawas. And they were just like, it was just like a wasteland. And it was like this futuristic team that has to go in and stop him or something. And it was like very ambitious, sounded very exciting. And I don't think he was ever able to get the money to make it, which is kind of sad.
That is sad.
I kind of wish we lived in a world where that movie existed.
Yeah.
You know? Although I don't know anything about the fifth one, Ravager. So maybe that's what we actually get.
I don't know.
I'll say now, like, the only thing I know about that one, I think it was Kickstarted. I think that's how we got the funding, which does feel like that's how you make a Phantasm movie in 2016. I might even be wrong about that though, because I don't really remember, but I think that's the case. And with Phantasm 4, it seems like this is what he decided to make as a kind of compromise just to keep the series going. But maybe this one didn't have enough time to develop, because there are like huge gaps between these movies. It's only like 4 years.
Oh.
I feel like you need at least 6 years for this to like fully ripen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That remains like also just one of the most interesting things about these, because it feels like they really want every movie to pick up right after the previous one. But when they're like 10 years apart and everyone is like noticeably getting older.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work like that. Like, right in the beginning, they start with the scene where Reggie is, like, pushed up against the wall by all the sentinel balls. And this time, like, he just, you could tell his hair is, like, a little bit thinner. It's like, oh, no, the balls, they shaved his head. he's definitely missing a little more hair. And the clothes feel a little more, like, didn't you comment they felt, like, very clean and pristine?
They were, like, brand new.
I mean, I'll give him credit for like attempting to make it work and try to like de-age everybody a little bit so that it fits together.
I think you could tell he was like had makeup on. They tried.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can do, honestly, in that in that period. So.
And this, like, I think the low budget did come through a lot in like a lot of different ways, because I was disappointed that I feel like the special effects kind of got a little better with each movie. And this one was like a pretty clear step backwards.
Yeah.
Where the Jawas, who had been getting like more and more like complex and scary, we go back to just like the still mask.
Yeah.
And some of the other special effects, it just felt like an episode of the X-Files or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's going like full supernatural, I guess. And yeah, it feels like, I don't know. It feels kind of, this is kind of mean, but it just feels more like phoned in. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have like really crazy ideas.
No, I agree.
The story just still feels kind of like it's spinning its wheels. Nothing's really happening.
Spinning its wheels is a good way to put it.
Yeah. And like there's a lot of old footage in this, which felt weird, because I guess it's like unused footage from the first movie. But that makes it feel like they just wrote the script around this cut footage. You know?
Yeah, I will say I did kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of here for it. Even as just like an archive, it's really cool to just see like in the lens of the first movie, like scenes we've never seen before. So I kind of did like that.
Yeah, I think it's just the way that they try to develop the story around that to like connect all those scenes together.
It gets a little convoluted.
It feels like extra arbitrary.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much else to say about that without like getting into spoilers, but I guess we'll talk about that more when we get there.
Yeah.
All you need to know, you're still getting the balls. There is like, there's not really a new ball in this one. It's like a new
ball.
We'll talk about that. Reggie's still a pervert. We're kind of getting all the hits in this still.
So apparently, that's just like really central to the story. Like that needs to be in every
version. We have to know Reggie is a pervert who goes after very young girls.
Yes.
So we're still delivering on.
For some reason, we definitely nailed that one down.
Yeah. And I think like this also, for so long, it's funny because I was saying, you know, the lore is so weird in Phantasm that it's like, I don't give a fuck. Just give me all the lore. Explain what's happening because it's just going to be crazy. And we actually get a little bit of that. Like there's a part that feels like, oh, fuck, this is Phantasm Origins.
Yeah.
It's like we're actually doing that. I'll save that. It's just weird because it feels like it starts to go down that road. And that's just kind of what this movie is. But there's more to it than that. And I think the only other, like, the other interesting thing that I saw is that I think people really did not like Phantasm 3. It's always fun to see, like, what was the temperature around this when it first came out? And I think people really saw Phantasm 3 as being more of, like, a horror comedy and didn't like that. So I saw that, like, when they made this, it was explicitly like, no, we're going to make it, like, a horror movie, like, the first Phantasm. And don't know how much we actually got of that.
Yeah. This one really feels like a very long music video, kind of.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot.
Very disjointed.
Yeah. There's a lot of really nicely composed shots. There are very interesting scenes, but I got a little lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of say that about all of these, I think. So maybe that's not specific to this one. But you still get the balls. The balls are still
back.
The balls.
They're still
the
back.
The balls are still back. That should be what the next one's called. The balls are still back. As long as I got the tall man and the balls, I think. And okay, Reggie, you can come too.
Yeah.
Let's just tone it down a little bit, okay? It was still like, it's fun. I'm still like on board. I wish that if we were going back to the original, we brought back the Italian library music, but unfortunately, don't think we got that either.
I think that is lost at this point. I don't know if that's going to come back.
Too bad.
Yeah.
We still got one more. Why don't we just, let's get into spoilers. Wait, content warning. Can you think of a content warning?
He's still being perverted, you can expect that. Like, it's non-consensual perversion.
He doesn't fuck in this one. So that's good. Thank God.
She adamantly refuses.
Thank God we don't have to deal with that again.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, the movie isn't even like particularly violent. There really just isn't a lot going on in this. And I do wish we got more effects out of it, you know. But hey, he said he was making this for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Respect the hustle. I don't know. But I'm here for keeping it going. Why don't we let's get into spoilers.
Okay. I'm still like, I feel like I'm hanging on. I think I'm just starting to like feel everything from yesterday.
Phantasm 4, Oblivion. I realized that Oblivion just straight up, the video game Oblivion just stole their shit from this.
Really?
Yeah. It's called The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion. So they put the Roman numeral 4 in there. Phantasm beat them to it. Like, can't believe they would even try to steal this shit. But I did see that there was an original title that was Phantasm Forever, but with a PH. You have to see how it looks written down.
Oh my God, it sounds like a friendship bracelet. Yeah.
It's like saying it out loud doesn't get across how ridiculous it is. You have to see it written out.
I literally imagine one of those little broken heart bracelets.
Holy
for best
shit,
friends.
Yes. This is I wish
Phantasm Forever.
Man, if they had any fucking confidence in this movie, they would have called it Phantasm Forever. But it's funny that, yeah, the movie, it
That's
relies.
That's what we should yeah. call this.
Okay. We're stealing that shit.
That's what I mean, we're talking this. About Phantasm.
When you make the graphic for this, you have to put Phantasm for everything. We're stealing it. Okay. You didn't use it. I mean, the stuff of grabs. But it is, it's funny that like they reuse so much old footage in this, and I realized like some of that old footage is just like nothing. Like the kid stealing ice cream from the ice cream mm-hmm. truck. It's just like, this was just some B-roll that they cut. But then there's the scene where they catch the tall man in a fucking noose and hang him. And it's yeah. like, where was that scene going to be in the movie?
Here, some water. Stop drinking coffee. You got to hydrate.
It started to feel like maybe if they had used this footage in the first movie would have made more sense.
Probably, know? Yeah.
It's like maybe it would have been more coherent with this.
They were such cool shots, too. Like,
yeah,
I actually really just enjoyed seeing all that extra footage. I guess because I just have started to love this franchise so much.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, well, it's this is like fans. It's like never before seen. Okay, and it's kind of cool to see. The time jumps are oddly placed. I feel like maybe that made it a little bit more jarring, but isolated, it was really cool to just see that, and especially the visual. With the hangman or the tall man tall in man. The being hanged and then
tall man becomes the hangman.
Yes. And then the juxtaposition between that and then, oh fuck, what's that kid's name?
Oh, see, I remember Reggie, although I think in Phantasm 2.
Is Reggie Jody? And I can't remember.
Is he Jody?
No, that's the brother.
Jody's a kid, right? Mike is the brother.
Mike is, oh, okay. Okay. So, between that and then seeing Jody hanging from the tree, which to me felt very like Salvador Dali-esque.
Oh, yeah.
The way that the tree was like, I don't know, very like illustrative looking against this like blue background. And it just like reminded me of a Salvador Dali painting.
Yeah, it was cool.
Again. Yeah.
And I guess he's grooming him to be the next tall man. Because there's even the part where it's like that hallucination of him in the tall man suit. And he's like extra tall, like looming over him. Uh-huh. He's like, oh shit.
And that's he's all he, pasty.
I guess you have to be super tall to be the tall man.
Yeah.
But like a lot of it felt inconsistent though. Cause I think the part that made me think like, oh fuck, we're doing Origins is when he goes through the portal and winds up in like the Civil War era.
Yeah.
And there's like a steampunk gate.
Yeah. It looked like two Tesla coils.
Yeah, and then when we see the tall man, he has, like, this country accent.
Yeah, he's, like, he's nice.
Like, a normal-ass, like, doctor or something. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, what are we doing? Like, where is this going? And it goes nowhere.
Nah.
Because that, like, I still don't understand a single thing about his origin.
I don't think I understand it either, but I think it's maybe saying that it's, like, different parallel dimensions or it's a timeline. Where time is just kind of like existing all at once, which is what time does.
Is it supposed to be that he invents the balls and puts it in his head and that's how he becomes tall? I don't know. And how does the other dimension fact, like,
I don't know.
I think what really gets me is Phantasm 2, at the end of the movie, he has like a worm in his head. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing explaining that, nothing leading up to it. And now it's completely just like, that shit's gone.
Well,
like,
I think the director kind of makes an excuse for it because it's like, he's broke the fourth wall in the other movie and he said like, is it a dream? I don't know. Is it? I don't know what's happening. Do you know what's happening?
That whole movie, that was a dream. Let's forget about that one. Forget about that one. Yeah, the third movie that everyone didn't like, that was a dream. Forget it. It didn't happen. But maybe that's the thing. Is it like he went to this other dimension and got a fucking brain worm? Is that what led to the tall man? I don't know.
I don't know.
Also, doesn't he have a ball in his head? Where the fuck is the worm?
In the ball, maybe? I don't know. Maybe like a Ratatouille situation?
Oh, no. It's too much. Too much lore. Maybe it'll all be explained in the next one.
Maybe.
Phantasm 5.
Phantasm 5 ever.
It's actually called Phantasm Ravager.
Okay.
We do get a lot of balls in this one,
yeah.
But it's like The new ball is the car ball,
mm-hmm.
which I guess is like handmade, but that thing, it doesn't even do anything. So I was a little disappointed by that.
Yeah. I feel like he made it as a way to like control it somehow, but like, I don't know.
I don't know, but we do still get, we get the ball eyes, which we didn't even comment on in Phantasma 3.
Which is that insane. That's an insane effect.
And then we get the boob balls.
Yes.
As well.
That was my favorite scene.
Okay. It's funny because I didn't know how to feel about that because that girl, I mean, right away when she gets involved with Reggie through this car accident.
That he caused.
Yes, he did. That's just immediately like, oh, fuck. Like, what is going on? Like, this girl just appeared out here, out of nowhere, just to be preyed on by Reggie. Like,
yeah.
That's the whole purpose of her character. And then before we learn anything about her, she dies. So she, like, didn't really serve any purpose in here.
I don't know if I read into this wrong, but I just assumed she was, like, a tool of the tall man.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Placed there because, I don't know, he probably knew Reggie would be super creep and was like...
Oh, shit. You just blew it wide open. Tall man knew how to get to Reggie with those boob balls.
Yeah, well, and what was crazy...
The perfect hiding spot.
The crazy part about that is literally the only situation where he would be okay to unbutton her shirt. Because, like, obviously something was wrong. So it's like, well, I guess he has to check. Like, make sure she's okay. And then, like, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. That was definitely, like, the most creative kill, I think, in the movie.
Yeah, I just thought the effects were they were so funny.
Yeah, they were.
It's cool. Just really funny to see.
It's too much of the other stuff. I mean, we had that scene early in the movie where it's the, like, cop that's made out of mud or something. I don't know what the deal was with that guy.
Such a crazy description.
I mean, how would you describe that effect?
I mean, that is, like, he was a mud cop.
That was totally, like, this is Next Files episode. Like, yeah. I could see Skulder and Molly... Mulder and Scully fighting.
There's a meme account called that.
Oh, shit.
It's so funny.
I could see Mulder and Scully fighting a mudman cop, and it would look exactly like this.
Yeah.
And then again, like the old people Jawas, that was such a huge step back. And that was so disappointing because it does feel like we kind of started with this with the, like, simple masks. And I feel like each movie, they got a little more added to the prosthetics and they started looking more and more, like, scary.
Yeah.
And we just took a step back with it. I guess they lost all those prosthetics something. But I just, I love how little makes sense in these movies. So I'm still here for that. Because can you explain to me, what are the tall man's powers exactly?
Oh, I don't.
Uh-huh.
I guess he controls the balls.
Yeah. He also seems to have, like, some kind of telekinesis.
Yeah, he can, like, get inside people's minds.
Mm-hmm. And does it ever explain how he turns them into Jawas? Does he put a ball in them?
I'm not sure.
It's weird that when you think about it, these movies have the thinnest storyline possible.
Because
it's literally just, big scary guy who is working in, like, another dimension to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And he is enslaving, like, slowly enslaving the entire world.
Yeah.
Like, just destroying towns one at a time, turning them into these Jawa slaves to do something. And don't know why he's doing this, where he started, where he's going.
And in fact, now we know that he used to be normal, so...
That's
something happened.
The weirdest part.
So it's not like he's just always been like this.
Yes. What happened to the tall man? And then we just got Reggie with his gigantic shotgun hunting him along the way.
I think what keeps me liking Reggie, despite everything,
is the guitar, right?
No, but I mean, that's cool too, I guess. But I think just that. He's so much like Ash from The Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's hard to, like, not like him.
Yeah. It's somehow Ash, while being, like, a little goofier,
yeah,
a little less capable,
Yeah.
But we're here for you, bud.
Yeah.
seriously. I'm always going to love that they took this like schlubby middle-aged balding guy and it's just like, he's the coolest motherfucker on the planet. Don't you fucking forget it. And I think I read that I'll look this up afterwards. So I'm not talking out of my ass. I think he married a special effects supervisor from.
Oh, that's so cool.
From these movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think her name is like Nope. It's like Gigi or Gigi or something like that.
Okay. Probably Gigi.
Wonder how she feels about old Reggie's relationships in these movies. I don't know. But don't know if I have a favorite scene, though. Because I think I was most disappointed that we're just not getting a lot of balls.
Yeah.
We do get one cool scene of a ton of balls, and it's like computer effects, and it actually doesn't look horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay. Very curious about the next one, because now we know that it was 18 years from 4 to 5. So...
A little too ripe?
It's a lot of time. We don't need to... Let's not jinx it. All right,
we don't know. Maybe it's seasoned really well.
Yes, maybe it's perfectly
it's marinating.
Ripe. Took 18 years on the vine and turned out perfect. We'll see, although if it picks up right after the end of this one...
I don't know why they keep doing that. I feel
that'll
like...
That'll be a problem. I don't know if we can go from... Like, if you watch these back to back, watching Reggie age 20 years... they're gonna have to explain that this time. Don't know if they can get away with that again, but I'm still here for it. I'm still expecting Reggie to be a pervert.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be a real old pervert in the next one.
Maybe he grew out of it.
Somehow we'll I doubt see. It.
Yeah, I doubt it too.
<We'll see. laughs> But did you have anything else about this?
No.
So you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links, and you can also search for Ghost Beast Pod. You can follow Lux Fatale to check out Becca's artwork. I'll know you blink every time I say that.
I don't know. It just feels like we don't have to talk about it every episode.
We do. And you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. Okay. I think I found a fair spot. I put it above The Green Inferno and below Wolfman from 2025.
I don't know. I think it could go up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think it could go here.
Okie doke. Just
Why?
Took over there.
Why? What do you think of it?
No, that sounds good. That puts it above The Dead Thing and below I Know What You Did Last Summer. I think our Phantasm love is definitely pushing it in a positive direction.
Yeah, it is.
Still puts it at 108 on our list.
There's a lot on there right now.
There's a lot on there.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Are they planning any more Phantasm movies? I'm sure I'll figure it out by then because I'm going to read more, but follow us on TikTok and YouTube.